KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school football last night, a game that we had for you here on the radio. The Cam Cougars improved to 7-0 with a blowout win over Boyer Valley, 68-14. The Cougars took advantage of some Bulldog mistakes early in the game. They forced a three and out for the Bulldogs to start the game, and on the punt, Lane Speaker took it back 58 yards for a touchdown to set the tone. The Cougars tacked on the two-point conversion, and then on the next possession, pushed the Bulldogs back to their own two-yard line. After a series of negative plays and penalties of backing the Bulldogs up to that spot. And then on the punt, the snap sailed over the head of Dylan Burns and headed out the back of the end zone for a safety. It was 10-0 Cougars before the offense even stepped on the field. Cam would go on to score on a touchdown on six of its seven possessions the rest of the first half to lead 54-16 at the break. The Cougars picked off Gavin Reinicke twice and forced a turnover on downs during that half. Lane Speaker added four rushing touchdowns to his early punt return score to lead the way for the Cougars. The lone mistake of that first half for Cam came on the opening play of the second quarter when Nate Hensley's pass to the flat was picked off by Dylan Burns and returned 22 yards for the Bulldogs' lone score of the half. That second half disappeared in a hurry with the running clock mercy rule in place. Cam would tack on two more scores, and the Bulldogs punch one more touchdown in that second half. Next up for Cam's a home contest against Coon Rapids Baird, and they'll finish up the regular season the following week at Audubon. Boyer Valley falls to 2-5 on the season. They'll host Exira EHK next week. That Cam ground game was really efficient. The guys up front did some great blocking, and after the game, Cam head coach Joe Woolham talked about getting that run game going.
Absolutely. That was our focus tonight. You know, cold weather night, we want to be able to run the football. You know, I told the guys, if you want to be successful in the playoffs, you got to be able to run the football. And you know, not trying to look ahead, but this is something that we really, really got our mindset on, and we're going to run the football. And, you know, I thought we did it great tonight. And they know it's coming, too. So yeah. That's the thing. We executed it well.
And Lane Speaker with another big night. Those four rushing touchdowns and that punt return for a score. And Coach Woolham had high praise for his play.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got such great vision and balance and strength and speed. He's the ultimate running back. He's one of the best we've ever had here. And, you know, it's very proud of him and how he's matured. But he also, the first thing, if you talk to him, the first thing he talks about is lineman and his fullback. So he's a good kid, too.
Once again, Cougars moving to 7-0 with that victory. Other high school football scores from last night. We'll go to Class 2A District 9, a homecoming for Atlantic, and it was Greene County coming out with a shutout win, 26-0 the final there as the top 10 ranked Rams win it. OABCIG was a 54-7 winner over Shenandoah, and Kemper Catholic shut out Red Oak 45-0. In Class 3A play last night in District 1, it was Storm Lake 24-0 over Denison Schleswig. In District 2, Carroll topped Perry 49-0. In District 9 play, it was Glenwood 54-18 over ADM, Winterset 41-32 over Creston, and Harlan with maybe the upset of the night, 14-6. They knock off Lewis Central as the Titans had the ball back late in that game, about a minute 40 left, had a big pass play to get them into Harlan territory, but came up empty on their next four possessions as that Harlan defense comes through, forces a turnover on downs to help seal that victory. So a big win there for Harlan at home, 14-6 over Lewis Central. Also in a Class 4A play in District 7 last night, it was Ames 48-7 over Thomas Jefferson. West Des Moines Valley defeated Abraham Lincoln 49-6, and Urbandale was a 47-12 winner over Des Moines North. And moving on to Class 1A action in District 8, ACGC 50-14 over West Central Valley. Mount Air blew past Clarinda 35-3. Van Meter was a 20-0 winner over Panorama. In District 9, Underwood 20-0 over Esack County. Cherokee Washington was a 44-0 winner over Maple Valley. Trainer topped Missouri Valley 36-6. In Class A, District 2, was IKM Manning 21-7 over Alta Aurelia. Ridgeview beat St. Edmund 21-14, and Sioux Central an 8-0 win over Manson Northwest Webster. In District 9, AHSTW topped Nottoway Valley 34-14. St. Albert 27-6 over Riverside. Earlham was a 42-6 winner over Southwest Valley. In District 10, Woodbury Central 27-0 over Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center beat Lawton Bronson 35-12, and Westwood was a 21-0 winner over West Monona. in eight-man play last night. A non-district game, Arweva topping Siouxland Christian Whiting 54-38. In district six play, it was Lamoni 44-6 over East Union. Lennox beat Murray 70-6. It was Southeast Warren 60-7 over Mormon Trail. In district seven, Fremont Mills topped East Mills 58-21. And Stanton Essex was a 42-28 winner over Sydney. Fremont Mills in that victory had a big night there from their running back Seth Malcolm, as he went near 400 yards and also had eight scores in that win there over the Wolverines. In District 8 play, Audubon racks up a big win 55-14 over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard tops Glidden Ralston 33-14. Exira EHK picks up a 28-12 win over Woodbine. And then, of course, our game, KM, was 68-14 winner over Boyer Valley. I have to look at all your high school football scores from the area from week seven. Also on the high school sporting front, a note for you, the cross-country invitational here in Atlantic will be held today. That was postponed from Thursday. It was moved from Nishna Hills Golf Course to the Atlantic High School complex now today. It'll get started this morning at 11 o'clock with the girls' varsity race first, followed by boys' varsity, and then they'll go JV races and middle school races to round out that meet schedule. There were a few adjustments as far as teams dropping out and some other teams being added in there to that meet today. Once again, at the high school today at 11 o'clock there for the Atlantic cross-country meet. Moving on to baseball, Anibal Sanchez isn't one of the Washington Nationals' top three starting pitchers, but he managed to stifle a ball club that scored 13 runs in their previous game. Sanchez carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning before the Nats completed a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals in St. Louis to capture the opener of the National League Championship Series. He put just three runners on base before pinch hitter Jose Martinez cleanly singled to center with two down in the eighth for the Cardinals' first hit. Sean Doolittle immediately relieved Sanchez after the hit and got four straight outs to finish the one-hitter for his first postseason save in 2 years. The Nationals got their first run in the second inning on an RBI double by Yan Gomes off Cardinals starter and loser Miles Michaelis, who gave up seven hits while striking out seven over six frames. Howie Kendrick doubled the lead with an RBI single in the seventh against reliever John Brebbia. Game two is Saturday in St. Louis. Washington ace Max Scherzer starts in his hometown, and Adam Wainwright will get the ball for the Cardinals. We will not be able to bring that game to you here today on the radio due to a conflict there with the Iowa football game, but we will have game three of that National League Championship Series coming up for you here on the radio Monday, the time for that one yet to be announced. The starting pitchers are set for the first three games of the AL Championship Series between the Astros and Yankees. It starts today. The Astros will send Zach Greinke to the mound against Yankees ace Masahiro Tanaka tonight. Greinke will be followed in the Astros rotation by Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, while Yankees manager Aaron Boone will counter with James Paxton and Luis Severino. And the price of qualifying offers for Major League Baseball free agents has dropped for the first time by falling $100,000 to $17.8 million. Determined by the average of the top 125 Major League contracts this year, the figure reflects a flat market last offseason. A qualifying offer can be made through the fifth day after the World Series, and a player has a week after that to accept. If a team makes a qualifying offer to a player who signs a contract with another club before the June amateur draft, his former club would receive a draft pick as compensation at the end of the first round. A free agent can be made a qualifying offer only if he has been with the same team continuously since opening day and has never received a qualifying offer before. Moving on to college football, the Miami Hurricanes have evened their record at 3-3 by knocking off a ranked team. Nakoshi Perry threw for a touchdown on the opening drive and ran for another with 2:31 remaining as the Hurricanes beat number 20 Virginia 17-9. The Cavaliers had just pulled within 10-9 on Brian Delaney's third field goal of the game when Perry took Miami down the field and scored on a 3-yard run. DJ Dallas had a 17-yard scoring grab for the Canes and also rushed for 63 yards on 13 carries. In last night's other top 25 game, Justin Herbert threw for 261 yards and extended his streak of games with a touchdown pass to 34 as 13th-ranked Oregon belted Colorado 45-3. Jalen Redd rushed for a touchdown and caught a pass for another score as the Ducks won its fifth in a row since the season-opening loss to Auburn. Cyrus Habibi-Lakio ran for three touchdowns and C.J. Verdell rushed for 171 yards for Oregon. Some good matchups on tap here today in top 25 play. Get started this morning with the Red River Shootout there at the Cotton Bowl as 11th-ranked Texas takes on 6th-ranked Oklahoma. That's an 11 o'clock kick here this morning. Also, another top 25 battles. Top-ranked Alabama will be on the road to face number 24, Texas A&M, for a 2:30 kick. Later on this evening at 6:30, at 17th-ranked Iowa playing host to 10th-ranked Penn State. We'll have that one for you here on the Hawkeye Radio Network with pregame starting at 4:30. Once again, that kick at 6:30 tonight there at Kinnick Stadium. And also tonight, a top 10 matchup down in Death Valley as LSU, the 5th-ranked team in the country, plays host to 7th-ranked Florida. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff here tonight. The Iowa State Cyclones are on the road to take on West Virginia in Big 12 play. The Cyclones, a rare double-digit favorite on the road today. 3 o'clock kickoff for that one, televised on ESPN. And UNI is on the road to take on North Dakota State here today. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and they'll be on the ESPN Plus platform. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.